And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Saturday morning as we get ready for Game 2 between the Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And things went the Giants' way last night. Boy, they're playing good ball, aren't they? In September, a little bit too late, but it's nice to see it. The Giants win the game last night over Arizona, 10-4. 10-12-0 for the Giants, 4-11-1 for the Diamondbacks. They left 9 on base. The Giants left 5 on base, but a special night at the ballpark last night. It was Willie McCovey night, the Willie Mack Award being given out. Always a very, very special time at the ballpark. It brings back great memories of the great Willie McCovey, number 44. And just to see all the prior recipients of the award out on the field and knowing what it means to the ball players to come back and just know that they're part of this very special team award was really a big deal at the park last night. No big surprise. Wilmer Flores got the award, the Willie Mack Award for 2022. He's had a great season. He's been a steadying influence on the ball club, in the clubhouse, and on the field as well. He's come up with a lot of big hits. He leads the team in hits, leads the team in at-bats, and he's been out there just about every day that Gabe Kapler needs him. So for Wilmer Flores, 510 at-bats, 118 hits, 231, 316, and a 400 slugging. A great year for him. And Wilmer, congratulations on getting the Willie Mack Award. All right, so the game last night. Alex Cobb went to the hill for the Giants, and Merrill Kelly for Arizona. You know, Merrill Kelly has just killed the Giants all year long, and this is going to be his sixth start against the Giants. Well, they were ready for him last night. So for Merrill Kelly, he loses the game 10-4. He's now 13-8. Alex Cobb, we'll talk about, gets the win. He is 7-7. The Giants have now won 5 straight. In the last 11, they're 10-1. And you know I said this. I said it from the beginning of the season. I said it midseason. These last 2 weeks are made for the Giants. That was going to be their ace in the hole. For me, that was what was going to put them into the playoffs, get them over the hump. But unfortunately, the disaster after the All-Star break, when the team went cold and all the things went wrong, really sunk the Giants for 2022. They're still mathematically alive. They're 5 back with 5 to play. And you know, I always say this. When you're 6 back with 5 to play or 5 back with 4 to play, which could happen today, then you're out of it. But so far, they're not out of it. It's October 1st, and we still have a relevant game of Major League Baseball at the ballpark. As I said, their last 11, they're 10-1. Last 13 at home, they're 9-4. And they're getting more respectable against the West. They're now 31-40. So this 5-game winning streak, this run to the finish is helping all the numbers. Not really going to help where the Giants finish in the standings, but it makes the season look a little bit more palatable. But again, I've said many times, you don't fall in love with September. It is a different time of year when you're not in it. But for the Giants, they've stayed pretty well focused, knowing that they could be knocked out any time, and they weren't. And I think that's to their credit. They're 79-78 now, and they take on Arizona again today. All right, Alex Cobb pitched last night. Not great. 5 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs for him. A walk and 5 strikeouts. Got into a little dust-up with Rojas on the field. Rojas took some exception to whatever Cobb was doing after a strikeout. Cobb said, you know something, I don't ever talk to anybody on the field, so I don't know what he was talking about. But Cobb ends up getting the win last night. He's 7-7. Merrill Kelly 13-8. For Merrill Kelly last night, 4 2/3, and they kept him in there. I think they're trying to get him close to 200 innings. He's about 193 right now. 4 2/3, 9 hits, 8 runs. You can't believe that after seeing him in the first 5 starts against the Giants. 3 big home runs, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He threw 102 pitches. And 67 of them were strikes, and 3 of them actually left the yard. Looking at some of the scoring last night, Arizona started off in the first inning against Cobb. Walker got the base hit, and it was 1-0. But the Giants always answer. They really do. They just don't go easily. And Jock Peterson gets a walk. What a few days he's having. Jock, where were you when we needed you mid-season when you disappeared? But he's putting on a little bit of a rush now. He gets a walk. Yastrzemski gets a double. Yaz, where were you all summer long? He's putting together a good September and makes it 1-1. Longoria, who's been banged up, now comes up and hits a three-run shot. And as John Miller said, halfway to Berkeley, up in the left field seats, number 13 for him, and the Giants are up 4-1. It got even crazier in the second inning. Jock Peterson, it's a high fly to right. Jock not in the greatest shape. He runs out of the box, not flying, and it goes off the wall, kicks away. Once it's off the bricks, anything can happen. They finally retrieve it, throw it into the infield. It gets away from the shortstop, and Jock, who's got a triple, keeps going. And he scores on a little league home run to make it 5-1. All right, they're not done yet. Longoria comes up again, and boy, he's making a real argument to come back next year. Another home run for him, number 14, a two-run shot, and the Giants are now up 7-1. Arizona closed it a little bit in the fourth. They made it 7-3 as Mike Yastrzemski continues his hot hitting in September. Number 16 for him, making a good argument in the evaluation for him to come back. That made it 8-3. Rojas, a base hit, 8-4. And then Austin wins, and I must say, he's hitting the ball. He really is. And he hit another laser shot, his third home run of the year. Put the Giants up 9-4. They got another run to make it 10-4, and that was the story last night. 28,476 at the park last night, 2 hours and 59 minutes for the Giants. They got four home runs last night. Runners in scoring position, 2-for-4. Arizona was 4-for-11. And the Giants are over 500, 79-78. Very unusual for a team to be 8 under .500 with 16 to go and actually get over 500. But I'll tell you again, these 2 weeks against Arizona and Colorado, a gift to the San Francisco Giants. All right. In September now, the Giants are 18-10. Their starters are 9-5. After the break now, it's starting to look better, 31-35. But look what it took to get there. At home, they're 43-36. Arizona on the road is 32-44. And I expect more of the same today. But we'll talk about that in a second. In the wild card race, Giants are still alive. Five back with five to go. But one Philly win or one Milwaukee win will end it for the Giants. Philly and Milwaukee essentially tied. Really, Philly's got a half a game lead over Milwaukee, and Philly has the tiebreaker. And Philly has a doubleheader today. San Diego with 71 losses. Philly 72, Milwaukee 73, so that's still very much up in the air. Seattle is qualified for the playoffs, first time since 2001. Good for them. They've got 70 losses, Tampa Bay 71, and Toronto 69. So that's way up in the air as well, but those three teams will be in the playoffs. Just a couple of things about baseball. The Cubs have won five straight. The Cubs are playing good ball. I saw them play against the Phillies this week, and I'm telling you something, the Cubs are putting together a good September with some young players. I like it. DeGrom lost last night, three home runs given up by him. And it's Atlanta and the Mets today. They are tied in the East. Flaherty, six innings pitched, one run given up for him for St. Louis. That is good news. And for Abbott Pujols, homer number 701 last night, his 22nd of the year. How about that for Albert Pujols? Well, good stories in baseball. Good stories in baseball as we get ready for this last weekend. And then we've got three more games next week. Giants, of course, in San Diego. All right, let's look at today's game. It's sponsored by Perry's Restaurant, our Perry's Preview. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. So a pleasure to do this each week, doing our Perry's Preview. For Arizona today, Dre Jameson goes to the hill. We saw him last Sunday. He's 25 years old, out of Ball State. He's 6 foot, 165 pounds. First-round pick for Arizona in 2019. number 34 in the draft. He was awful in the minor leagues, but he's come up to the big leagues. He's made three starts. He's been fabulous. He's got an 0.98 earned run average. He's 2-0 on the year. The whip is 1.04. And the Giants saw him last Sunday, 5 1/3, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Very nice. 3 games against, listen to who he's pitched against. Pitched against San Diego, L.A., and San Francisco. How about that? 18 1/3, made it through the National League West, 14 hits, 2 runs, a homer, 5 walks, and 17 strikeouts. Batting average against is .209. Lefties, .147. Righties have hit him better, .273. In fact, J.D. Davis, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. I imagine we'll see him in there today. First pitch, 6-for-11, so he tries to throw that first strike over. Maybe the Giants will be aggressive today. Out of the stretch, 6-for-25. Runners in scoring position, you know, is going to be fabulous. 1-for-15. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. He's 0-for-7. First time through, 6-for-24, and he gets better. 4-for-25 and 4-for-18. The Giants did see him last week. Crawford 1-for-3, Estrada 0-for-2. Proctor, how about the grand slam he hit for his first major league home run? Shades of Brandon Crawford, Brian Dalimore, and Bobby Bonds. Dave Kingman on that list, too. VR 0-for-3, Vossler 0-for-1, Wade 0-for-3, Wins 1-for-2, and Yaz 0-for-2. All right, the Giants are going to go with the opener today, but you know I ignore that, and I look for the pitcher that really is the guy who's going to determine the game, and that today is going to be Jacob Junis, 6'3", 220, 30 years old. He's been great for the Giants this year. He's a perfect swing guy, and next year I expect the same out of him, long relief, spot starter, and he gives you a good game. 5-6 with a .428 earned run average. His whip is 1.26. He's 1-1 against Arizona in 3 games. He's done well. 16 innings, 11 hits, only 3 runs, 2 walks, 16 strikeouts with a homer. He's been in 107 major league starts and 128 games, and I guess this won't be a start because Scott Alexander will get it today. 107 innings, 112 hits. 13 homers, very good. 23 walks and 94 strikeouts, very good as well. Batting average against the lefties, and we'll see lefties for Arizona today, .305. Jake McCarthy is a nice player. 7 home runs and righties with that slider. He's outstanding with the slider. .224 with six home runs there. 11 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing. That has been a problem. I imagine we'll see Bart in there today. 20-for-57, first pitch. That's over .333 with 5 big home runs. But the way he has done it this year, which is fabulous, runners in scoring position, 23-for-93. Runners in scoring position, 2 out. The best of anybody I've seen all year, 3-for-35. Wow. First time through, .243. Second time through, 7 homers. Third time through, .328 with 4. So you'll see him out of there. Maybe we'll see Shelby Miller today. Alcantara 1-for-2, Carroll 0-for-2, Garrett 0-for-2, Kelly 0-for-5, Marte 1-for-8, McCarthy, as I said, 2-for-4, Perdomo 0-for-2, Rojas 2-for-7, Varsho 1-for-7, and Christian Walker has always got a home run, 1-for-7 with a homer. All right, games today. Philly and Washington, doubleheader, so we'll know where Philly stands by the time our game starts. It's Gibson, Syndergaard, and Sanchez and Romero there. Phils just need one win to knock the Giants out. Cincinnati and the Cubs, it's Lodolo and Smiley. Miami and the Marlins, and that is Cabrera and Ashby. He never wins. Milwaukee needs one win to knock the Giants out. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Ortiz and Montgomery. A great game, the Mets and Atlanta. Scherzer against Wright there. Wright is a 20-game winner. The White Sox in San Diego, it is Cease and Clevenger there. San Diego still, who knows where they're going to finish. And for Colorado, a disgrace, really. Freeland, 65-92 for Colorado, and Grove for the Dodgers. Wow, what a Saturday morning, as this is our last weekend, or perhaps, of the 2022 season. All right, coming up next, we call him Extra Bags, Andy Baggerly of The Athletic, right here on the Sports Leader.